The words given to us today are from John chapter 4, verses 19 to 24. It is found in page 117 of the New Testament. The words are from John chapter 4, verses 19 to 24. Allow me to read the words. "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you're a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." "Woman," Jesus replied, "believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and His worshipers must worship in the Spirit and in truth." Amen. 2021 has begun. I pray that the grace of our Lord will be abundantly fill our members' families and workplaces during this year too. We have, about 30 minutes ago, sent away the old year 2020 and greeted the new year. But here, a question arises. When we say, we have sent away the old year and greeted the new year, does this mean that we stay still in the time called the new year comes to us? Also, people say, the years are like a flowing stream, and the years are like a flying arrow. Do these things mean also that we stay still, but the time called years pass us by? When God created the world and all things in it, He also created time. And so time, from the moment it was created until the end, stays the same without changing. A person walks on this time which is unchanging, and the speed with which a person walks is the same for everyone. God promised Abraham, who was 99 years old, and Sarah, who was 89 years old, that He would give them a son. When Abraham and Sarah heard this, they could not find any way to believe it, and so they inwardly laughed. We say laughed, but they were confounded and scoffed at the idea of as being nonsense. The Bible describes the state of Abraham and Sarah at the time, as Abraham and Sarah were already very old. If we were to translate "already very old" literally, it means they were well advanced in days. Abraham and Sarah went into numerous days that were before them and came to the state that they were in. An old couple who could not have a child because of their age, like Abraham and Sarah, also make an appearance in the New Testament. They are the parents of John the Baptist, Zechariah, and Elizabeth, and the Bible describes their state as follows. But they were childless because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both very old. If you were to translate "very old" literally, it would mean they were both well advanced in days. The expression used in the Old Testament is the same as the one used in the New Testament. So the time and the years have not come advancing towards us or passes us by. It is that we enter into time and advance in years. The year 2020 has not flowed by us, and 2021 has not flowed towards us. We have left behind 2020 and have advanced into 2021. For a person who is deeply conscious of this, every day could be a continuation of a new day, and every year can be a new year. And only the person who realizes that the time does not flow by us as a river, like a river, or flies away like an arrow, but that we enter time, can recoup the time. And so, even if persons have lived the same number of years, each person will be different in terms of what they managed to recoup. Some will have recouped only what gives pleasure, what are valued according to secular values, so that only those things which cannot move the scale of eternity, and those things that can be blown away with mere breath. On the other hand, there are people who have recouped what is eternal, the things valued by truth and life, so that they weigh so much that no weight in this world, no scale in this world, can take up the task of weighing them. Let us deeply reflect in our mind. If we advance towards a time known as the new year, each day will be a new year. But if we do not, the days will be a continuation of old year, regardless of any change of calendar or adding another year to our age. If so, then with what attitude and gaze of faith should we go forward in order to cultivate 2021 as truly a true new year? God called children of Israel who lived as slaves for 430 years in Egypt as his children. He made them leave Egypt and led them to Canaan. And he made them who were in wilderness to make a tabernacle. This tabernacle was called by many names, and one of them was a tent of meeting. Literally, it was a tent for a meeting. Just like when we promise to meet someone at a certain place, and when we go there, we're able to meet that person. God promised that when his people came to tabernacle, he would meet them. And the most special feature of the tent was that it was movable. In other words, God would meet his people anywhere because God is not someone who is not bound by space. King Solomon built a great house of God. Before then, it was movable temple, but it became a fixed type of temple. King Solomon built the temple, but he clearly knew that God was not someone who is confined to a particular space. And in the prayer that he offered after building of the temple, there is a passage which says the following, and this is testified by 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 27. But will God really dwell on earth? The heavens, even the highest heaven, cannot contain you. How much less this temple I have built? Solomon knew that even though the temple he built was far bigger and far more splendid, God was not someone who could be bound to that place or be contained in it. Until this time, worship centered on the temple and sacrifices. But Israel became divided between south and north, and north and south in turn became destroyed by Assyria and Babylonia. In 586 BC, South Judea completely collapsed, and many people were led away as captives by Babylon. The despair of one's country having been destroyed and hard life that they lived there were sources of suffering. But what pained the captives the most was that they could no longer offer sacrifices or worship to God. And they came to harbor the thought that perhaps God cannot work in a foreign land outside of Israel. But God revealed that He was still God in foreign lands by showing visions and giving the words through Prophet Ezekiel. The words most often repeated in Ezekiel is, "Know that I am the Lord." And this is repeated no less than 58 times. The people of Judea were living as captives in Babylon was not because God was powerless or God had abandoned them. God wanted to raise up people through the process. Ezekiel is composed of 48 chapters in total. The last nine chapters, in other words, chapters 40 to 48, describes Israel, which is restored as the eternal temple. The final verse of the final chapter of Ezekiel is chapter 48, verse 35, and it testifies as follows. The distance all around will be 18,000 cubits, and the name of the city from that time on will be "The Lord is here." The Lord is there. The Lord who is there. That these are the core words of the book of Ezekiel. God is saying that He surely was not unaware of His people shedding tears and enduring suffering at Babylon. He was with them in the midst of it. So, no matter where we are in our lives, God is there. And so we are able to live with courage, in hope, no matter what circumstance we may be facing, because the God is there with us in that place. The people of Judea could no longer offer temple sacrifices, temple worship in Babylon, as they had done in Jerusalem. And so what started was a synagogue worship. Synagogue worship was not a worship in which a sacrifice was offered, but a worship in which one read and learned the words. Through synagogue worship, the people of Judea came to deeply know God they had not known before. This was a form of worship which did not exist before their country was destroyed. The synagogue worship continued even after the children of Judah came back from their captivity and built a temple. From then, it continued at the time when Jesus was on earth, 400 years later, and after Jesus' ascension. On Pentecost, after Jesus' ascension, the Holy Spirit came. When Peter, as representative of the apostles who were full of Holy Spirit, delivered the words of God, those who came to believe in the Lord on that day alone amounted to 3,000 people. They were diligent in gathering at the temple and shared food, eating bread together at homes. In other words, big meetings where a large number of people gathered took place at the Temple of Jerusalem, and small meetings where a few people gathered met at homes of the church members. And after Stephen was martyred, Christians became dispersed due to the great persecution against them. Then the homes of members of the church became the church. And when the Roman Empire started persecuting Christianity severely, believers could not meet even at their homes. When you go to Rome, Italy, there are catacombs. There were underground caves as well as cemetery. And if you go to Cappadocia, Turkey, there were small stones with large and great small holes. Now, it is Garome National Park and the rock sites, which had been designated as one of the UNESCO World Heritage Sites. But it was where the early members of the church lived and worshiped God, hiding from persecution. So when we look at the Bible and the history of the church, the people of God, Christians, thought of worship as really very important, and they did not hesitate giving up their lives in order to worship. But they did not obsess over whether such worship should be given only in a particular place like Jerusalem Temple. And they were not obstinate over a specific form of worship like sacrifices. We get to see how worship took place in a variety of ways depending on the times and place. The faith goal of our church the year 2020 cannot be explained without coronavirus 19. Corona 19 will continue in 2021. And so the question of how one can achieve worship as daily life and daily life as worship is an important topic. As the faith goal of our church is worship as daily life, and a daily life is worship. Jesus shared about worship with a woman who had come to a well to draw water at a village called Sychar in Samaria. The northern area of Israel is where the Sea of Galilee is, and where the Jerusalem is located is the southern part of Judea, and Samaria is in the middle area. When Jesus arrived at the well, it was about 6 hour noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water. Jesus asked her to give him some water. But she did not give him water and asked, "How could you ask me, who is a Samaritan woman, to give water when you are a Jew?" At the time, the basic attitude of Jews was not to talk to Samaritan people. So when one traveled from the south to the north, people generally did not use the direct route that went through Samaria, but went in a roundabout way through Berea. The Samaritan woman was probably really flustered and thought, "What kind of rubbish is this? Or what is this?" The conversation between the two that began as an incoherent exchange continued into a discussion about an eternal spring. So the woman said to Jesus, "Teacher, give me this water so that I will never thirst and I will not have to come here to draw water." Jesus then asked a woman to bring her husband. Then the woman answered, "She had no husband." To her reply, Jesus said, "You have had five husbands, and the man you are living with is not your husband. So you spoke rightly. I've heard it said that the fact that she had five husbands means that she misbehaved in the past, and even that she was like a prostitute. But this is not true. At the time when a woman married, she almost had no say in it. In most cases, the father decided and the man decided. We do not know why this woman had five husbands. We do not know whether she became alone because in the past her husband died in illness or accidents, or whether she was abandoned by her husband. This woman probably lived a really tragic life. The time she came to draw water at the well was the sixth hour of the noon when people took a nap. She was an object of people's scorn to the extent that she had to come to draw water at the well at such an hour to avoid being seen by others. The woman had to acknowledge that Jesus, who knew about her past, although she did not tell it to him, was a prophet. And so she asked Jesus about the question that she had about the right place to worship to Jesus, and that Jesus replied as follows. And so John chapter 4, verses 20 to 21 testifies as follows. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Woman, Jesus replied, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. After King Solomon died, his son Rehoboam ascended to the throne. But because of his bad discernment, the country became divided into south and north. The northern part, where the ten tribes belonged, became Israel. The southern kingdom, where the tribes of Judah and Benjamin lived, was called Judea. The northern kingdom, Israel, was more advanced in terms of the size of territory, population, and the economic power. But the temple, which was important, was located in the southern kingdom of Israel. So to prevent people going down to Jerusalem, Rehoboam built places of worship up in the mountains in Samaria and made people to give worship there. And they recognized only the five books of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy as the Bible. This was to block people from knowing that the legitimacy of people of God and the kingdom were with southern Israel. And their faith took the form of not only serving God, but serving idols along with serving God. And this was not all. The people of Judea returned from the life of captivity at Babylon and reconstructed the temple led by Zerubbabel. Samaritans came and offered to reconstruct the temple together and asked to be allowed to worship God there. Zerubbabel, however, strongly refused the offer because they were used to the way of intermingling with other faith. Samaritans then interfered with the reconstruction of temple, so the reconstruction work stopped for 16 years. And they went back to Samaria and built altars in the mountains and offered sacrifices. This continued to the day of Jesus. The Samaritan woman asked about the place of worship to Jesus, but Jesus replied that the time of worship is more important. And he also said this. Verses 23 to 24 testify as follows. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship with what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and His worshipers must worship in the Spirit and in truth. The reason that the time of worship is more important than the place of worship is that God is Spirit. The meaning of God being Spirit is that He is the Creator and He is existing and omnipotent. God is not a being confined to a place. He transcends all environment. God is someone who is with us no matter what circumstance we are in, what we are doing. Jesus says that God who is existing, God who is with us, are looking for people who worship Him in spirit and truth. That living a life of worship in the Spirit means that one does not live a life in which relies on one's power or what one has. It is obeying the power of the Holy Spirit and the leading of the Holy Spirit. That one lives a life of worship in truth means one lives in obedience of God's words rather than according to secular values. Corona 19 has changed all values and directions in this world. Politics, economy, society, culture, education, diplomacy, military. There is no area of the nations of this world that have not been changed by COVID. Churches are no exception. As social distancing has become a daily routine, UNTACT, the way of contact without meeting face-to-face and touching, got the world's attention, and now has become the time for the way of communicating by adding online to UNTACT, so-called UNTACT. UNTACT will speed up and develop more and more. Now, we have come to a time when the worship and meetings at the church will mostly occur UNTACT. In such time as this, let us, by living a life of worshiping God in spirit and truth, no matter where we are and no matter what we do, by living a life in which we worship God in spirit and in truth, let us achieve worship as daily life and daily life as worship. God led His people, even though circumstances of despair, when a nation fell and a temple was destroyed. When Apostle Paul ran into the northern gale and all he could hear was wind, God spoke to Paul and used him as a way to save others. God was not unaware of all of these circumstances. God, who is Spirit, God who always exists for us, is definitely not unaware of COVID-19. He's using it to renew the world so that we can walk with Him and live as His pathways. The motto of the church for this year is In Spirit and Truth, based on John chapter 4, verse 23. When we make worship as daily life and daily life as worship in spirit and truth, we will be able to witness God who is with us, is working in our lives through His ways. Then how could we, in practical terms, live a life in which we worship in spirit and truth? The answer is words of God. Then how could we, in practical terms, live a life in which we worship in spirit and truth? The answer is words of God. We can meet God who is with us and who works for us when we quietly read His words, write down His words, because God is words and God speaks to us through His words. And so starting from today, we will read and write the book of John during this year. I will talk about this in more detail in our New Year Sunday service. If you read the Bible from the beginning to the end with a sincere attitude, with all your heart, but you do not feel any grace or feel that you are moved, then either the Bible is not the words of God or God is not living. If you have never once read through the Bible from the beginning to the end, I really urge you to do so this year at least once. You will experience a far greater grace than you would have thought. That we begin 2021 with worship at the 0 hour means that the same thing, means the same thing as we have begun to live a life in which we live out worship as daily life and daily life as worship in spirit and truth. Beloved congregation members, may we, by living in the spirit and truth before God who is living, the Lord who is with us, and the Holy Spirit who helps our weaknesses, turn our life into worship. And may we not greet 2021 in sitting still, but may we walk into the new year. Let us, by reading God's words with attention and recording it, may we recoup each of our days in truth and spirit. If we walk each day in such way, then no matter how rampant COVID-19 is and no matter what situation we are placed in, there is no way that 2021 will not be weaved together as a new year by triune God, as He is the person who makes everything new. Let us pray. Father God, You made time. And when we say we live our lives, it is walking into that time. But we confess that we often thought that we are still and time is a thing that flows past us. So as we look back, we confess that we not infrequently failed to recoup the time and rather wasted it. We confess also that although we were busy trying to recoup on behalf of my desires and secular values, but many times such efforts were for things that did not have any real weight. Thank you for giving us the motto, in spirit and truth, for our church for this year, 2021. You have told your people to live a life in which only God is worshipped. You accepted synagogue meetings where God's words were read and learned as worship during the time of Babylonian captivity, and not only the sacrifices of animals or grains given at the temple building. Not only that, you accepted meetings at the temple building, meetings at homes, even worship at underground catacombs and caves as worship. Right now, throughout the whole world, because of coronavirus 19, online worship and non-face-to-face worship have become routine. We pray that whether we offer worship through online or worship at physical sites, we will offer worship to you in the spirit and truth. Furthermore, by living our daily life in which we follow the spirit and truth, may each of us achieve worship as daily life and daily life as worship. And through the reading and writing of Bible, may each of us come to confess, how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Although we are full of faults and are not worthy of anything, We desire that through us who focus on you in spirit and truth, you will renew our families, workplaces, church, and society, so that the year 2021 will be weaved into a genuine new year. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.